Hey, Open Mic Podcast listeners. Want to share your opinions, give me feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? If you do, send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio that might end up in future episodes of the podcast. They're the latest feature from Anchor, the platform that I use to make this show. Here are some things that I would love to hear from you. What questions do you have for me? What did you think of the episode? What did you think of the topic? Who should I interview next? Make up a theme song. I don't know. Do your best impression of me. I'll see all of your messages and I might add them into a future episode. Anchor makes that part super easy. You can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're at, wherever you're listening. Just tap the link in my show notes and I can't wait to hear from you. Again, thanks for listening to the Open Mic Podcast. Until next time, cheers and be well and enjoy today's episode. What's up, everybody? It's Brett Allen from the Open Mic Podcast. Welcome into a bonus episode. I don't normally do shows like this, but I just saw Avengers Endgame. And I have to be honest, I'm a little emotional about the whole thing, and I want to talk about it. Again, if this is something that you don't want to listen to, I understand. I don't typically do shows like this, as I just mentioned, but I kind of feel like I need to talk about this a little bit because it's just, it's kind of an emotional thing. It's really, really weird. The first Avengers film came out 10 years ago, Iron Man. Subsequently, there were multiple movies. We got introduced to the Hulk. Again, we got introduced to Thor. So many amazing, amazing characters. And the 3 hours, honestly, really went by super fast. I couldn't believe how fast it went by. And I'll be honest, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm going to do my best to not give you any kind of spoilers, but it was just spectacular. It was a great, great movie. Ugh, so crazy. It's hard to believe that it's come to an end, and I really hope that they continue to put out films. I think there's another Spider-Man movie coming out, and perhaps another Captain Marvel film, hopefully. But it'd be interesting to see what's next for the Marvel Universe. I don't really know. I imagine there are hundreds and hundreds of other characters that they could talk about and that they could do movies about. I can't imagine that they won't continue on, especially with the fact that Disneyland has invested so much money and I should say California Adventure has, you know, invested so much money into this franchise, into this whole thing, into this whole world. Maybe there'll be another Black Panther movie. I don't know. I would hate to think that they put together this set of films and we got origin stories, you know, of Black Panther, origin stories of Captain Marvel. We got several Thor films. We got several Captain America films. But I'm hoping that we get more Captain Marvel films, that we get more Black Panther films. I don't know. I'm not a big, complete comic book nerd, but I do like the movies. And I remember going back to the first Iron Man film, how excited I was that they were doing this film. I had been an Iron Man guy. I loved Iron Man. He was always one of my favorites. Tony Stark was amazing, in my opinion, despite his arrogance and all of that sort of thing. But I really liked Tony Stark. I loved the whole thing. And I just thought it was an amazing film. And at that point, I was like, well, what are they going to do next? You know, how many more movies could they possibly make? And they've done, I think, 3 Iron Man films, if I stand, if I'm correct. I'm sure I probably will misquote something or say something's wrong at some point or say something wrong. But again, this is just a little bit of a rant that I wanted to put out because I feel like I kind of need to talk about it. Like this is kind of a therapy session for me. So in any case, I going back to the original Iron Man, I just thought how cool this movie is. And the fact that they could potentially at that time do so many more. And the technology just kept getting better and better and better and better. And they just spent a decade just investing in technology and talent and storytelling and writing and production. And just it's crazy how awesome this Endgame movie was. 3 hours, like I said, it didn't even feel like it lasted that long. I didn't get up to use the restroom once. I know there was a lot of jokes about people getting up having to use the bathroom and that sort of thing. I don't know. I sat through the whole thing and didn't have an issue. That's just my personal thing. But in any case, I have to say that it was amazing. It was fantastic. It was one of the best movies I've seen in a really long time. And I feel like that they put a bow on it quite nicely. I don't think there's anything that they could have done differently. It was amazing storytelling. And it was great to see, you know, this story come to a close and to kind of wrap up and this be the period, so to speak, on this first edition, so to speak. I know I'm kind of using filler words at this point because it's just kind of hard for me to put into words how I feel. And I did get a little teary-eyed. There were great moments of emotion. There was great moments of laughter. It was just fantastic. I don't know how they decide what movies they're going to do, which movies are going to just get origin stories, and which movies are going to get like series, like prequels and sequels and that sort of thing. I'm not sure how that whole thing works. I don't know if they just lay down on a table a list of movies that they want to make or a storyboard and go, this is what we want to do. But I really hope that there's more films. And I imagine, I'm guessing there probably will be. I can't imagine, like I said earlier, that they would just kind of end it and that's sort of the thing. And they're not going to do anymore because that would just be silly. They've made so much money off of these films, billions of dollars, I think. And for them to just kind of stop it, there was something kind of interesting that happened at the end. There was no post-credit scene, but there was something else that played at the end of the film. And I don't really know if that was intentional, like if they're hinting at the fact that they're going to continue to do something more. I'm not really sure. But it was awesome. It was fantastic. And I'm glad I saw it. If you haven't seen the movie, I highly recommend it. And go check it out. It's worth every penny for sure. I kind of want to see it again to catch all the things that I missed, because I imagine there's a lot more than what I saw, and I probably didn't catch it all. I never do in these films because there's just so many things that are happening and that are going on, and it's just one thing after another and just action-packed, nonstop. I kept my attention the entire time. It was just a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And thank you, Marvel, for bringing us such great stories. And I have to say, you know, like when they did the Batman trilogy with Christian Bale, that was awesome. I wish he could have done more films, but I guess as an actor, you kind of have to decide, you know, this is going to be it for me. I'm going to put the period on this character. I don't know how many Captain America movies there were. I think there were three, maybe more. I'm not sure exactly. And there's like three Thor films, three Iron Man movies. I don't know. I'm just in awe. Now I want to go back and just watch everything all over again from the start and just catch every movie and just soak it all in and enjoy it. That's the problem I have with DC. They tried to do something that Marvel took a decade to do, and they attempted to kind of throw it together in a very short amount of time. I don't know if it was a competition thing or what. I think they even like brought in Marvel people to help them tell the story. That's a rumor that I heard. I don't know how true that is exactly. But at the end of the day, it was great. I loved every bit of it, and I'm thankful for it. It was amazing. It was awesome. Lots and lots of fun. So anyway, that's my rant. At the end of the day, I give it 5 stars, well worth every penny. Until next time, cheers and be well.